This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Take me to a drive-in movie. Put your body right next to me. Whisper promises to me. Roll the windows down. When you look at me like that, kiss me and I'll kiss you right back. Break your heart, give it to me. Take me to a drive-in movie. Take me on a long vacation, outbound from an old train station. We'll watch the world go by till we close our eyes in a sleeping car. We'll wake up in a brand new place. You're the only one who knows my face, looking for a little salvation. Take me on a long vacation. Take me. Take me. Take me on a roller coaster. I wanna feel my heart turn over. Till I'm upside down, can't touch the ground, there's no gravity. I wanna feel my blood rush, just like the first time we touched. Wanna fall over and over and over. Take me on a roller coaster. Take me. Doesn't matter where we go. Take me. I don't even have to know. Take me. Take me slow. Take me to a drive-in movie. Slide a little closer to me.
Ellis Paul here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. He's got a new album out and a visit to New Hampshire coming up real soon. Well, it's not really a new album. It's kind of new to us. But
it's newish.
It's newish. It's not new to Ellis Paul. Thank you so much for stopping
in. It's good to see you again, Kate. It's been a while.
I think the last time you were here was just after the Dragonfly Races album.
Right.
So that was quite a while. How long ago was that?
Gosh, that, you know, my daughter was probably just a few months old. I remember she cried on the tail end of the record. She got on the microphone in the background. I can hear her. So that was probably 8 years ago.
Now, when did you record a tune, You Are My Sunshine?
That was the same.
Yeah,
that's the actual recording that she cries on. She's way in the background. And it's with my other daughter.
Oh, and your other daughter helped sing it because we played that just recently.
Oh, you did.
It was
good.
So much fun. And, you know, because I played that, we had some suggestions from folks that we actually do a children's segment at some point during the program.
Oh, that's great.
On Sunday nights. So we might end up doing that.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of kids' music
that's great
to share with you if that's the case.
Do you have any other ideas for shows? So really,
yeah.
my Facebook Folk Show listeners are very inspired at times.
It's nice. They can just respond to you directly, and it's kind of good to have an open mailbox like that.
Yeah, it's very immediate.
Yeah.
Now, what is feeding your spirit these days, Ellis? You've been writing a lot, haven't you?
Well, you know, I'm pretty prolific. I haven't been writing for myself much in the past few months because I've been going to Nashville and writing for other people and co-writing and doing that whole scene. But things are going well. I'm starting to plot the next record in the course of that, and it's probably a year or two away, but that's on the horizon. And I'm putting out children's books and folk records and traveling around the country like I always have been.
Talk about your latest book. What's going on with that?
The latest book, it's coming out October 1st, or it came out October 1st, I should say. And it's called The Night the Lights Went Out on Christmas, and it's about a neighborhood I lived in Medford, Massachusetts. And it went haywire with Christmas decorations, and people from outside of the region would drive to the neighborhood to see all the lights. And so I fictionalized an account where there got to be so many things plugged into the neighborhood that it blew out the grid and completely engulfed New England in darkness, and then it stretched the entire United States, and then across the electric lines under the Atlantic Ocean to Europe, and then the whole world was in darkness. And that's the newest children's book.
To find out how it ends up, you'll have to just read the book.
Yes. It involves a nice moment where everyone looks up and sees stars for the first time. So there's the true meaning of Christmas is somewhere in the sky there, and that's beheld by everyone who sees it.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest is Ellis Paul. Ellis, how about another tune?
Sure. This one is called Rose Tattoo. It's from a previous album. And my friend Rebecca Loby here is going to sing a little background on it as well. Rose Tattoo. I got laid off, it's Monday, I'm calling to tell ya, it don't sit with me well. I feel like I failed ya. You say we got each other, and that's plenty enough, and I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers, it's a rainy drive home. The one good wiper, leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me to you. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose. Tattoo like a rose tattoo. Now the economy's crashing, and this poor boy's laughing, cause there's nothing to lose. We don't live in no mansion, there's no bling to put on, only Walmart fashion will do. Inside the house, the baby's screaming, the pasta steaming, and I look through the windows, feels like I'm dreaming. You pull the door open, say, Daddy, when you're coming home. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. And you say we'll fight for the best case scenario. And then you put Van Morrison on the stereo. Well, sure, there's trouble in the boardrooms, trouble in the factories, trouble in the alleys out back. But we've got love in these patterns, and love is what matters. Baby, I kept your back. I've got your back.
I've cut your back. Hey, I've cut your back. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose, like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Like a rose, like a rose.
Mm. Alyse Paul with Rebecca Lobey here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Rose Tattoo. Alyse, you were talking about spending lots of time in Nashville writing tunes for folks. How does that work exactly for somebody like you that's been a writer for so long? Do people just say, hey, come on down, we have a theme, or a certain artist might say, I need a song? How's it work?
Sometimes it goes like that. You know, I have a publisher. I write for BMG when I'm down there, and they usually set up writing appointments, and sometimes they say, well, look, you know, this is the last week to pitch to Tim McGraw, so we got to think when we're in the room, think Tim McGraw when you're writing the song. And so, you know, on the way to Nashville, I'll verse myself with as many Tim McGraw's songs as possible. And when I get out of my car, I'll have a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on. And, no, not literally, but figuratively, I'll be in his space.
Channeling him a little
Yeah,
bit.
Channeling, you know, whatever. I mean, so much of Nashville is myth building in a way. It's you're creating this iconic version of your brand as an artist, and the writers have to write for that brand, and you know, it's truth in the American way, and trucks and you know, hard work and blue collar. Those are the themes. But the thing that I bring into it is this New England sensibility for writing the songs that we have here, which are more literate and a little more heady songs. And they're looking for those things. They want those ideas to creep into those songs. So not so many of them are cookie cutter, because that's one of the problems that they even recognize down there, that the songs are generically sounding so much alike right now that they really need fresh blood and fresh ideas. And so they look to outside people to come in once in a while to write with them. So people are eager to write with me, and a lot of the songwriters that I'm writing with already know who I am. They know me because they really want to be doing what I'm doing, which is traveling the country singing my own songs. So a lot of them are fans of mine already, and are very, very eager to spend some time writing with me. So it's been great.
I know you teamed up with Seth Glear to write one of the tunes.
I've written a few with him.
And one that I really enjoy is The Plastic Soldiers.
Oh, thank you.
Chasing Beauty. I love that song.
Very, very proud of that song.
Great song. How did that work for you and Seth?
Well, he came in with this idea of tin soldiers, and of course he's only like 20-something, so he has no idea that that song that title has already been used in a famous song from the 70s that I grew up with.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Like, sometimes I have to verse these people on the Rolling Stones, for example. Not to make Rebecca an example, but there are some Rolling Stones songs that she doesn't even know. So, you know, and which is great, because in the car, she's playing for me, like, we played the new Ryan Adams record on the way up, which I haven't heard, like, in its full-blown thing. And a lot of younger songwriters that I know of whose music I'm not tapped into. So we're sharing both old music and new music. And Seth was like that. He came in with that idea, and I said, listen, here's what I'm hearing it could go into The Plastic Soldier. And then we, you know, tied it into this Afghan veteran who had his legs blown off and had to have replacement legs made out of plastic, and how that was applied to G.I. Joes and all the Army army toys he was playing with growing up, and the circular side of that song was really poignant, and very proud of that piece.
We're visiting in the studio with Ellis Paul here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. He's got a show coming up in Portsmouth on the 18th at 7 o'clock at the Book and Bar. And if you want to find out more about that show, you can give them a call over there at 427-9197. Of course, we'll have a link to that on our website after our program tonight. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and visit some more with Ellis Paul here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Morning Edition is...
The U.S. Postal Service has just unveiled 5 new stamps depicting the paintings and drawings of Martin Ramirez. An immigrant from Mexico, Ramirez was a...
It's also the place you turn for...
Slope and aspect determine how much sunlight a given piece of land receives.
The landscape isn't equally endowed, and it's most evident this time of the year.
I'm Rick Gamble. Join me for Morning Edition, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on NHPR and NHPR.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Concord Birth Center, an independent state-licensed birthing facility offering personalized midwifery care, including prenatal labor, birth, and postpartum services. ConcordBirthCenter.com. And the Southern New Hampshire Concert Series at Southern New Hampshire University, presenting a trio from the New Hampshire Symphony with Julian Malikas on clarinet, October 7th at 7 p.m. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is Ellis Paul.
I ain't no Jesus. I've never saved a soul. Never walked on water except ice and snow. They're talking in the choir. I'm just the luckiest guy they know. But I ain't no Jesus. I've never saved a soul. I ain't no Buddha, 'cause I struggle and wrong from right. I ain't no Prince of Peace. I've hit the floor in a good bar fight. Ask forgiveness on Sunday, asking for trouble Saturday night. I ain't no Buddha, I struggle with wrong from right. No, I can't walk on water, can't part the sea. The only miracle that I've seen is you walking down the aisle of me. No, I can't talk to God, I ain't divine. The only miracle that I've seen is I can call you mine. I ain't no carpenter, I'm more sailor than saint. Put a hammer on a thumbnail, swear so loudly, close the pearly gates. But I built you a 4-post bed, now darling, don't make me wait. I ain't no carpenter, I'm more sailor than sane. No, I can't walk on water, can't part the sea. The only miracle that I've seen is you walking down the aisle of me. And I can't talk to God, I ain't divine. The only miracle that I've seen, as I can call you mine. I ain't no savior, ain't got the words. How can you preach to the masses when you can't even talk to the girl? Get a little courage from holy wine, how about then your speech gets slurred? I ain't no savior, ain't got the words. No, I can't walk on water, can't part the sea. The only miracle that I've seen is you walking down the aisle of me. No, I can't talk to God. I ain't divine. The only miracle that I've seen is I can call you mine. The only miracle that I've seen is I can call you mine.
Ellis Powell here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Ellis, the name of that one again?
I Ain't No Jesus.
I Ain't No Jesus. That's a great song.
Thank you. I like playing that song.
You've had 19 albums, right?
Lots, yeah. Live albums and kids albums, Christmas albums.
So by this time, you must know what your brand is. What's your brand, Ellis? How would you describe
it? Well, that's a, you know, the songs are story songs with a romantic leaning and acoustic guitar that speaks pretty actively underneath them and gently, kindly, with some optimism thrown in. That's the major spice, is optimism, but not realistic optimism. A lot of the songs are about difficult things, but I'm always trying to find the humor and some light in them. And I think that's basically it. That's a kind of an elongated brand identity pitch, but usually it would be nice if it was just like, you know, sparkling soft drink, something that easy.
Is it hard to describe yourself, or do you have it down pretty much?
Well, you know, it's hard because you're inside your own rabbit hole. It's hard to look out and be objective about yourself. So I usually, when I'm having bio time, you know, when people need to read your bio, I usually have other people write it. And, you know, I'm too in the Ellis Paul thing to really know what I am.
Is there a different brand for Ellis Paul the writer?
No, no, not really. I mean, I'm an educator writer, so you know, I'm writing with an English degree, so that it's doesn't mean it's better. It means it's just slightly a little bit more educated. It doesn't mean that it's even smarter. It just means that I maybe have a little bit more capacity to rhyme with words that are uncommon, maybe, but that's about it.
You still having a good time?
I love it. I love writing. I love playing shows. The traveling's getting a little bit wearier, but everything else, you know, hanging out with other people. Rebecca's been on the road with me for almost 2 years and off and on, and so her company's been great. And, you know, I have a rotating chair in my, that I call the Bill Morrissey chair, because Bill was a mentor of mine early on, and this is my way of kind of giving back to him since he's gone. And Rebecca's been in that chair, and Anja Duvicott was in that chair, mm-hmm. Peyton Tochterman, Seth Gleer was in that chair frequently. And so it's good. It's good to pay back and learn from younger people. And you know.
How about if we get to know Rebecca just a little bit better?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Becca Lobe,
yes.
Where do you hail from?
Well, I live in Austin, Texas now. I grew up in Atlanta, and I went to college up in Boston. And yeah, now I'm settled down in Texas.
And how did you happen to meet up with this guy?
Oh, well, our paths crossed several times over the years. We first met in Asheville, North Carolina in 2006 when I was on my very first tour, and I got to open for him, and I was so excited that he was listening to some of my set that I actually had what I would call maybe like a mild panic attack on stage while I was performing. I was so intimidated. And I was just terrible, and I hoped he didn't remember me. But then 5 years later, we were booked at the same festival, and he came right up to me, and he said it was great to see me again, and was so nice and warm, and I thought maybe he had just forgotten about my performance on that night in Asheville. But then we started bumping into each other more often, and fairly soon after that, I struck up a relationship with his manager, who became my manager, Ralph Jackadine, a Boston-based artist manager. And that through that, I got to know Ellis a little better, and then he invited me to come out on the road with him.
And you have been so busy, traveled like three continents since you started out, right?
It's true. It's true. Last year, I played 187 shows in 36 states of the country, and I also toured in Europe for the first time. And I was very, very fortunate to get to fly over to Japan for some performances mostly focused on an Air Force base called Yokota Air Base, where I did a big concert and songwriting and creativity workshop for the families on base. And it was a magical experience.
Do you suppose you could play one for us?
I would be happy to. I happen to have this guitar right here.
Becca Lobe is in the studio here with Ellis Paul on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
So much for good goodbyes, I mumble as you try to paint the door shut on your way. I wonder where time flies. Do birds take the months by the wing and show them how to disappear? And if so, why'd they leave me here? If all I have to do is promise not to love you, all I have to do is lie. If all I have to do is promise not to love you, all I have to do is lie. Lie awake and cry. Lie awake and cry. I've tried more, I've cared less, I've prayed for forgiveness, I've been a cold voice on the phone. But that don't make me less alone. If all I have to do is promise not to love you, all I have to do is lie. If all I have to do is promise not to love you, all I have to do is lie. Lie awake and cry. Lie awake and cry. All I have to do is all I have to do.
Lovely sounds of Becca Lobey here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Becca, songwriting, you have to do it, I understand. Otherwise, you'd be crazy. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. Songwriting is how I process the world around me, for sure.
How about how many songs have you written, you figure?
You know, I would probably say that I've published at least 50 or 60, and I would say I'm probably over 100 at this point in terms of songs I've written. Not all of them make it onto albums. Not all of them even make it out of my bedroom.
So what is your plan after you're done with this tour with Ellis?
Well, I have a pretty busy fall this year. In just a week or two, I'll be heading over to the UK, performing starting right around Halloween and going all the way through the middle of November. I'll be touring with a songwriter over there named Martin Joseph, who I
believe.
Oh,
I love Martin Joseph.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Saw him at Falcon Ridge this summer.
He's
really
just great.
Delightful.
Yeah, he invited me to come open some shows in Wales and England. And it was sort of last minute, actually, but I put it out there through channels online, you know, social media and my email list, and asked if anybody would be interested in hosting if I came over for this run with him. And I was able to put together a little tour. I'm excited.
That's great. I've
toured in Europe, but never in the UK. So I'll be over there from, I think, October 29th until November 12th or so. And then I'm doing some shows in California. And I started a tradition of spending the holidays at home last year, and I'm going to continue that this year.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for singing for us today. And please don't be a stranger.
Oh, I won't be. You know, that song that I just played you is going to be on my next album that I should also mention. I've been very busy in the studio working on that. And that'll be coming out at some point in the next, I don't know how long. And when it's done, I'll send a copy to you.
Oh, that would be great. That would be super. Ellis, Paul, what are you going to do after? Well, I know what you're doing. I looked at your tour schedule, and you're just all over the place. And you're going to be back in December at the Four Corners Grill in the Flying Goose Brew Pub. So if folks can't catch you on the 18th at the Book and Bar in Portsmouth, then they could catch you in December at the Four Corners Grill. And then you're going to be hopping back in here in January to do some shows up in Maine. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, in the meantime, you're all over New York and mm-hmm. North Carolina, South Carolina, all of that. So you get around, Ellis Paul.
I do. I work every weekend, which is great.
When do you have time to write?
Well, you know, I write in the car. I wrote a song in the car yesterday, and Becca helped me out with it. But I have, you know, I'll sit at home, and I'll quickly record a guitar part, and then I'll bring it in the car, and it'll just be on loop in the car, and I'll work on the song as I'm driving.
Isn't the technology great?
It helps a lot. The simplifying, yeah. It'd be hard to bring a reel-to-reel, right. 2-inch reel-to-reel in the car in the
back
old days.
Back in the day, people were writing things down on napkins.
Yeah.
And who needs napkins anymore?
Right. You just got your cell phone. It's amazing.
That's great.
Well, thank you for having us.
Can you play another one,
sure, for us? Yeah, of course.
Ellis Paul is our guest here in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, appearing over at the Book and Bar on the 18th. Visit our website and our calendar at nhpr.org for more details.
This song is called Chasing Beauty, and it's the title track to the new record. Let's shoot out the satellites. We're throwing wishes at the twilight. And oh, you were raging, blazing, occasionally raising a bottle to the night. You said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips. I caught some, saw my lips slip right through my fingers. Time, oh, we both lost track. Time was an open road, and she can't look back. When you're chasing beauty, beauty on an open road. You lit up like a matchbox light, like a train on fire, blazing in the moonlight. You are right, I'm alive and wide awake. The highway rises, turns and falls like an Oklahoma waterfall. Come jump in, the water was cool, your words held promises, love. Oh, we both lost track. Love was an open road, and you can't look back. When you're chasing beauty, beauty on an open road. We are refugees on the Mississippi. We are runaways. at the Golden Gate, which she sang a beauty. Oh, little Miss Satellite, you'll never be captured like a box kite. You'll never be held down by a small town, watching this world spin circles in the night. You said a woman in motion stays in motion, can't be stopped by mountain man or ocean. Tell me, is your world so fast you can't stand still at a crossroads time? Oh, we both lost track. Time was an open road, and she can't look back when you're chasing beauty, beauty, beauty. Ooh, beauty, beauty.
Paul here in our studio on a folk show at New Hampshire Public Radio with Rebecca Lobey. Look for his newest book, The Night the Lights Went Out on Christmas, just released. He also released a book in 2014, The Hero in You, a must-read, teacher-recommended book. And his newest album is called Chasing Beauty. To find out more about these productions or where you can find Ellis Paul, visit his website at ellispaul.com. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having us.
Have a wonderful tour.
Thanks.
And have a great show on the 18th at the Book and Bar in Portsmouth.
Thank you.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio.
On the next Morning Edition, as the Supreme Court begins its new term, why the Chief Justice is a campaign issue for some Republicans, plus an act of Congress that half a century ago opened immigration to all nationalities.
All of us, we came here for that one mission, which is we want to have a free life and a better life than where we came from.
How a Korean immigrant became an American politician on the next Morning Edition.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. And Mount Washington Auto Road, offering a colorful adventure at every turn when you take a guided tour or drive yourself to the highest peak in the Northeast, mt-washington.com. And the law firm of Oren Reno, bringing sound judgment and a practical approach to New England's legal challenges for more than 65 years. Online at or-reno.com. You're listening to The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.